friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the Conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is Day 14, Following the Lamb Wherever He Goes, Revelation 14, 4 through 5. Let's pray. O Lord, we love You. Lord Jesus, Lamb of God, we love You and follow You and serve You. Help us today as we open Your Word to see You more clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yesterday we considered the 144,000 standing with the Lamb on Mount Zion, marked with His name upon them, while a great chorus of praise rises in a new song before the throne. Now let's examine them further. Verses 4 and 5 of Revelation 14. It is these who have not defiled themselves with women, for they are virgins. It is these who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. These have been redeemed from mankind as first fruits for God and the Lamb, and in their mouth no lie was found, for they are blameless. This passage is both powerful and mysterious. If you take it literally, then you have 144,000 male virgins from the 12 tribes of Israel. What's more, it sounds like sexual relations defile a person, even if you're married, which goes against what the New Testament teaches, especially in 1 Corinthians 7 and Matthew 19, 4 through 6. Of course, it's impossible to understand Revelation without taking many elements as symbolic. After all, Revelation is apocalyptic literature, which by its very nature uses symbols to convey spiritual truths. I understand verses 4 and 5 as symbolic. Here are the characteristics of the 144,000. Redeemed from the earth, more on that in a moment. Chaste, virgins, they kept themselves pure, translates the Greek word for virgins. This probably refers to either those who refrain from physical adultery or sexual immorality, see the temptations of the churches of Pergamum and Thyatira, chapter 2, or spiritual adultery, those who have kept themselves pure from all defiling relationships with the pagan world system. They follow the Lamb wherever He goes. We'll come back to this. First fruits. The word can be used as the beginning of the harvest with more to follow, but also as that portion of the harvest which is wholly dedicated and given as an offering to God. No lie. Truthfulness is characteristic of Messiah's followers. Spotless, ethically blameless. This, of course, is God's work, not ours. We are made spotless before God only by washing our robes in the atoning blood of the Lamb, Revelation 7:14. Matthew 26:28. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I'd like to highlight a couple of these characteristics. First, redeemed from the earth, Revelation 14:3, and redeemed from mankind as first fruits, Revelation 14:4. In both verses, redeemed, purchased, is agorazo, to acquire things or services in exchange for money, by purchase, then by extension, to secure the rights to someone by paying a price, buy, acquire as property. This is the language of manumission from slavery. The theme is developed earlier in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. You were not your own, for you were bought with a price. Acts 20, 28. Care for the church of God which He obtained with His own blood. 1 Peter 1, 18 to 19, you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without blemish or spot. As former slaves, ransomed from the world, the flesh, and the devil, we are now free in Christ, but only as we follow Him. There are no free agents in the spiritual realm. If you're not following Christ, then you are being sucked down river by the current of the devil-dominated world system. There is a sense in which we are still servants, though now we are voluntary bondservants, but we are also called friends. This passage contains a phrase which I find amazing. Revelation 14:4, it is these who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Like many of the Lamb passages in Revelation, this one is incongruous. In real life, the lambs follow someone else, but in the kingdom it's backwards. The disciples follow the Lamb, who is their shepherd. The Greek word for follow is akolutheo, to follow or accompany someone who takes the lead, accompany, go along with. But in the New Testament, it takes on a particular figurative meaning, to follow someone as a disciple, be a disciple. A famous Jewish rabbi would be accompanied by his disciples who would follow him everywhere. This word akolutheo was found in this sense in key passages in the Gospels. Mark 1:17-18, Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. John 1:43, Jesus found Philip and said to him, follow me. Matthew 9:9, Jesus saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me, and he rose and followed him. Matthew 8:19, a scribe came up to him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Matthew 19:21, to the rich young ruler, Jesus said, if you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Following Jesus is, of course, what it's all about. There are many, many Christians or believers who don't follow Jesus. They believe in Jesus, that is, they give intellectual assent to the fact that he is the Son of God and Messiah, but they don't follow him. That is, they don't prayerfully determine where Jesus is leading them and obediently follow. They substitute a system of ethics for a personal relationship. Following Jesus requires denying ourselves, obeying him rather than our own whims. Mark 8:34. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. It means taking whatever persecution or flack comes to us from being known as a Jesus follower in a secular world that is increasingly hostile to faithful Christians. At the beginning of John's Gospel, Jesus is in Judea attending the revival services led by John the Baptist at the Jordan River. A number of Galileans are there. One day, John points out his cousin Jesus to some of his followers. John 1:29-36. Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. These followers come to Jesus and begin to follow him. Jesus observes them and asks, what do you want? They don't know what to say, so they blurt out, where are you staying? Jesus doesn't tell them. He just says, come and see. And so Andrew and his friend Jesus follow Jesus around that day. They eventually discover where he is staying, but the next day they are following him again. It's not the destination that's important. It's the journey. It's the relationship that forms as we walk with Jesus, as we follow him. That is life. My friend, are you one of those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes? I hope so. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you as our Savior, saving us from sins and meaningless existence. We also acknowledge you as our Lord, the one we follow and obey as our rule of life. We love you. You have the words of life. Where else can we go but to you? In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our day 14 meditation is from Revelation 14:4-5. If you take this verse symbolically, in what sense are these people described as virgins, truth-tellers, blameless, redeemed? In your life, What would it mean if you were to follow the Lamb wherever he goes? What might have to change if you made this pledge? Friends, life with Jesus is ahead. Follow him today, wherever he goes. Amen.